Hello, 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 Mask Off Crown Owners. This is your host, Kiana D, coming at you with another exciting episode of Mask Off Crowns On. Happy New Year, everybody. This is the first episode after the new year. We are in 2023. I'm so very excited to be talking to you all. One new exciting thing coming up this season is I will start to go live each and every single Monday night at 8 p.m. on Instagram. So please, for those who follow me, go out and check me out on Monday nights at 8 p.m. All right, after this quick commercial break, we're coming right back to start our first episode talking about love and service. Welcome back. Welcome back again. I am your host, Kiana D, and this is another episode of Mask Off Crowns On. Welcome to the newest season, everybody. I'm so glad for each and every single one of you to be here. I'm so thankful for each and every single one of you coming back to listen and to be a part of the Mask Off family. I hope you are sharing each of these episodes with someone who they can, you know, they can help, they can benefit, or whatever the case may be. But again, our topic for today is love and service. In honor of Martin Luther King Jr., I just wanted to put out a quick message about love and service, because these are the two top highlighted attributes of Martin Luther King Jr. He led a life of love and service, giving of himself, his family, his time, his energy towards the bus boycott movements, the Million Man March, many of his speeches, and, you know, all of the actions and all of the things that we celebrate Martin Luther King for came from these two qualities: having a heart of love and a mind to serve. Having a heart to love and a mind to serve. No matter all of the different personal goals that we have, as we try to grow physically, spiritually, financially, you know, in all of these different aspects of our lives, and as we're trying to create these dream lives that we all desire and all deserve, let's make sure that we are still embodying and putting forth out that energy of love and service. How are you giving to someone else other than yourself? How are you causing that ripple effect of change, of love, and again, of service? What type of things do you do in your daily life to contribute to a better community around you? Because at the end of the day, we all know that Martin Luther King did not have to do it. He did not have to step up to the plate and to be a civil rights leader. But because he followed his heart and what he believed God was telling him to do, he was a major part of major, major change in this society, in this community. Now, has his dream fully been realized yet? Not quite, but we are still leaps and bounds from where we were. And that's the thing that we have to focus on. I know a lot of times we look around and we still have, you know, police brutality and them killing us in the streets. Yes, we still have, you know, unfair laws. Yes. It is very much still a mental warfare as we try to eliminate just our way of thinking in a lot of situations. Our mindset culturally has been trained. Our minds have been trained and shifted to think in certain ways and to believe certain things about society and about America. And we're coming to learn that these are, you know, just not true. We don't have to live like this, for many of us. But it takes that heart, that mind to say, I can be that leader. I can be the one that shows everyone that there is a change, that we do not have to stay the way we are. And so he was an advocate for that, and he pushed the world to be better. One act of kindness at a time, you know, one speech at a time, one, you know, all it took was everyone seeing how committed he was to the cause, for millions upon millions of people to start following him and to start allowing him to lead them. So especially for those of us who are in leadership roles in different areas of our lives, how are you embodying those qualities of love and service? How do you go, you know, above and beyond and allow yourself to be that leader that everyone can see these attributes through? And I know that's one of my personal goals, not only to obtain a certain level of, you know, physical financial wealth, not only to, you know, have my home and children and these things, but to truly, truly be that leader that God has placed me here to be. And the more I learn about myself and my leadership styles, I'm learning how to be that. And Martin Luther King is definitely one of my idols. A few years ago, I read, I believe I shared this with you all before as well, but I read his autobiography book, and it was a mix between other people's, you know, stories of him and his own personal stories and writings about himself, you know, coming from his journals and different things like that. And just to see his growth, because the book does go, you know, pretty much from when he was a child until, you know, until he passed, and to see his different journal entries about, you know, even when he was afraid, you know, and how he had to overcome that fear, you know, to be able to lead and to do these different things that he was doing, and to see how much his faith truly, truly catapulted him into that role. Because literally he was just doing what he felt God was guiding him to do. And by following that voice and following spirit at the time where we needed it the most, again, he became one of the greatest leaders in America today. So we are very, very, very much grateful for Martin Luther King and his dream and the work that he put in to help us to push forward and to continue to move forward. So yes, we still have a ways to go, but let us collectively be grateful for how far we have come and allow that gratitude to continue to push us into a better future. Because harboring on the bad things of the past, harboring on what happened to us, what they did, like, we know that. We know our history. And if you don't, then yes, you do need to, you know, get into some history books and get educated. But we know the history, and we cannot continue to focus on the bad sides of our history. Because the more and more I do believe in frequency and the law of vibration, I honestly believe that collectively we're kind of holding this within our society, because we can't let go of what we have gone through. And so therefore it's still manifesting itself within our right now. And I truly believe it's up to us to collectively get on a higher vibration when it comes to racial issues. And that's on both sides of, you know, because America has had racial issues since day one. So we all know, again, where we've come from. So I know it's hard when you think about it and just think about all the corruption and how, you know, but at the end of the day, if we continue to focus on that side of our history, I honestly do believe we will continue to carry that energy day after day, year after year, decade after decade, generation after generation. At some point, we even have to heal from our collective our collective history, our history of abuse and slavery and just, you know, all the isms, socialism, classism, you know, all of those isms. And again, that are still present within society today. But it's truly up to each and every single one of us to make that mindset change, to take that shift in order to make these lies, make these dreams, make the society that we want come to be. So I'm going to continue to affirm that we have a loving and peaceful world. I'm going to continue to affirm that we are one big collective community, no matter race, size, color, sexual orientation, no matter any of that. And it's funny because I just had a conversation the other day with friends, and we were talking about, you know, all the different sexual orientations and how they have all these different labels and things now. And of course, this is my show, so I'm going to speak my personal belief right now. I believe the more that we call ourselves to be free, the more we are actually dividing ourselves, because I'm like, the more and more everybody want to be understood, it seems like the more labels and stuff come out. And I just feel like all of these different labels are dividing us even more, because like, why can't we just be free? Like, why can't we just like, I like sex. Like, you don't even have, I think we should get to a point where we don't even have to describe, okay, what you like, how you like it. Just like, I mean, because we're sexual human beings anyway. So I feel like we should even just stop identifying that part of ourselves on all these, you know, important documents. Because it's like, what does my sexual orientation have to do with this job application that I'm filling out right now, or any of these applications? But again, the more we are trying to fight for our collective freedoms to be whoever we want to be, there is a small part of me that says that is dividing us as well, because it's so many different ways. Everybody want to be called something different, be something different. And I respect everyone and whatever they want to be called. But all I'm saying is getting a little confused, and I don't know which name to call which person. So all I'm going to do is, look, what's your name? I'm going to call you your name that's on your birth certificate or whatever you want me to call you. But as far as the label's concerned, I really believe all that is starting to be unnecessary, but that's just, you know, one person's opinion. And, like I said, whatever helps us all to heal, I'm down for it. Whatever helps us to move forward collectively and easily, I'm all for it. I believe we can have a utopia here on earth. But it takes work, it takes work, it takes work. And it takes each and every single one of us doing that self-examination and looking in that mirror. How am I being loving today? How am I being of service today? How am I being forgiving, compassionate, empathetic today? And it takes you being present and in the moment in order to even be these things. Because as we, you know, go about and, you know, something happens and we're quick to respond, and sometimes that first response is usually something a little insensitive depending on who you are and how you approach things and situations. And so it takes being actively present to make sure that you're not just being flippant with people's, you know, emotions and feelings and things like that. But like I said, I know it's hard. I know it's hard sometimes, because even, you know, me, I try to keep an open mind about a lot of situations. But, you know, it does, you know, some things come to me as well, and I'm just like, oh Lord, like, I'd be praying, because I'm like, help me to understand what this moment is for and how I'm supposed to be in this moment. Because, you know, I just don't vibrate, you know, we don't vibrate with everything. And so sometimes conversations and situations come my way, and I do have to ask, you know, help from spirit on how to, you know, go about, even especially if it's something that I don't want to do, you know, how do I go about, you know, saying no sometimes, because that does happen. We have to say no to certain things that we don't resonate with, that we don't vibrate with. And so, but you want to do it in the right way. At least I want to do it in the right way. I never want to be rude or inconsiderate to someone else just because that's something that I don't want to do. And I believe our words are very powerful, and we should choose them wisely. I believe we are in a time where people just say whatever's on their mind. And, you know, again, all in the sense of freedom of speech, which I get. But being as powerful as our words are and knowing that words can hurt, I just choose to be more intentional about how I respond to situations these days and knowing what kind of outcome I would like to achieve. So it definitely takes a mind of being present and being self-aware, you know, in order to help us create this collective utopia, you know. But that's all I have for you guys this week. I love you. I love you. I love you. If you don't hear from nobody else, know that you are loved. Go out there, shed some light, be that change in your community, in your area, and let's really collectively, like I said, try to build this utopia, this heaven on earth, which I believe we can have and we can achieve. Until next week, guys, be blessed. Thank you for listening. Please come back next week and I'll see you all out. Dang it. Well, I'm sorry, guys. That ending didn't go quite well, but I don't want to have to to re-record the whole episode because I believe I got some good stuff. So excuse that little tongue slip up there, but you guys have a great week. I love you all. And again, thank you for listening. This was your host, Kim D, with Mask Off, Crowns On.